Mary, you must be absolutely delighted. We were saying that the more games you play, because you're only back after having a baby, 4.5 months old, it's a fair achievement. You seem to be getting better and better.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted. Well, I have some great girls around me. Poor Aoife, the other wing back, is getting the most of the running game. But it's great to be back. There's a great group of girls there. It's good to have, I suppose, experience. But we have some really good young girls and they get stuck in and they do the dirty jobs. But we're so delighted now. We're in an All-Ireland final next Saturday. It's a great achievement for us and for the club, and particularly the year that's in it. We wouldn't have the opportunity. Must say a special thank you to Colin and our chairperson Patrick and Alina Jacob. They fought tooth and nail to get this competition.
Sort of we'd have this day.
Yeah, and it wasn't, well, I was kind of lucky the way it happened that I suppose if I had went ahead earlier in the year I would have been missing, but it's great now that I'm back, I suppose. But thanks to those three people and the rest of the management with Colin, they really fought hard, and particularly the girls, they were training, like, this is a 2-year process. These girls have been training during last January, February, Saturday mornings early, online actually training. They had to put in effort, not even knowing that they'd even get an opportunity to play in this. So I just think that's great, and it's great for the girls now that all the commitment and effort is just, you know, I suppose they're getting the chance to play in an All-Ireland final from it.
You couldn't believe the start, I'd say, 1-5 up. And you knew with the wind, you were long enough around, Mary, you know that you had to have a lead up. And you had a 10-point lead at halftime.
Yeah, it was a dream start. Particularly because we knew this crowd were Sleacht Neill. They've won the last 3 out of 4 of All-Irelands. I couldn't believe it. I looked at the scoreboard. We were 1-5 up, but we were playing unbelievable at the time as well. And then I suppose they got back into it a little bit. But then we knuckled down again and we fought at halftime. This third, I suppose, period of time straight after halftime, they got a goal. I suppose it was kind of against the run of play a little bit, but they came at us and we knew, we spoke.
Were you a little worried at halftime when they did come at you? It looked like they were going, well, you know, they got a goal and two in short space of time.
Yeah, I suppose we didn't panic, I have to say, and we did mention halftime they're a good team, they will get their purple patch, but I think we dug deeper and then we got 1 or 2 points on the scoreboard and it kind of settled us again. And then once they weren't getting the goal, and I suppose their dangerous woman was their centre forward Tina Bradley.
Yeah.
I think both Aideen and Aoife kind of kept her quiet enough. Now they closed her out really, really well, and once she wasn't getting on the ball, it was kind of,
and Sinead Mellon was kept quiet as well. Kira did a great job.
Actually as well, I think that was a really good move in our management, swapping the two girls, centre back and centre and full back, Kira and Aideen. They suited us. Kira was marking, you know, Sinead, and she didn't give her a look of it.
It'll have to be a dry wedding now next Friday, won't it? When Stacey gets married?
Yeah, poor Stacey.
You won't mind making that sacrifice?
No, we just said, in fairness to Stacey, she said all along, she just has to get on with it. And no better woman to get on with it. You see her on the pitch, she, I think, covers every acre of the pitch.
And there were outstanding two of them today, weren't they?
The girls are brilliant. And nobody works as hard as two girls, even in the training ground. And I suppose they do a lot of training on their own as well. But we just said after the match, hopefully we can make it a dream weekend for Stacey. And I suppose we're used to, a lot of us are on, I suppose, around the block a long time. We're used to making sacrifices and going to weddings and not having a drink, so we don't mind doing it. It'd be worth it next Saturday evening if we can get, please God, if we just get over the hurdle of Sarsfields, it'd be well worth it.
Yeah, and it's a nice venue, Nolan Park, isn't it?
Yeah, Nolan Park. It's only up the road, and I don't care where it is as long as we can do the business now.
Well, best of luck, Mary.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Liam.
Delighted for you, and you deserve it. So you have the nails even done red. Maybe the outlet colours on you. So it'd be a great way to end the year if you could win an All-Ireland. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. And it just shows that Wexford Camogie is up there with the top as well. Like, we're competing again, girls that are playing with top county teams as well. And it just shows there is potential in the county as well, and hopefully that'll have a knock-on effect on the county set-up as well.
I won't wish you a happy Christmas yet, because I'll see you next weekend.
Yeah.
Well done, Mary.
Thanks, Liam. Thank you.